Hey, everybody, it's How To Tuesday, and if you are like so many anglers in the state of Florida, you are after the tarpon, and the tarpon is a special fish. It's kind of a dinosaur. It is a dinosaur, and it's really important that we take care of these fish, and there are actually regulations in place that prohibit you from taking them out of the water. So how would you know how big this tarpon is? For a lot of people, a tarpon is going to be the largest fish you've ever caught. You get a picture of it, and the first question anybody's going to ask is, how big is that fish? For other people, maybe it's close to a record, or maybe you're just interested in how big it is because maybe it's your own personal best. I have an expert here who is going to go through the equation for figuring out how big your tarpon is, if you're lucky enough to catch one and get it boatside. And if you are, we're also going to talk about ways that you can do this quickly and release them unharmed. Mike Larkin, you're with us today. How are you, man?
Good, good. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing fantastic. Have you had a chance to get out there and catch a few tarpon this year?
Yeah, I got one last Sunday, actually, right in on. Miami. Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But an 80-pounder.
Nice. Nice. So what we're going to talk about today, if you haven't joined us for the other podcast that Mike has been on, he's talked about tarpon history and bonefish history. Very interesting podcast. Today, we're going to talk about specifically how to determine an estimated weight for these fish without doing them any harm. So, Mike, take it over. How do you suggest doing that?
Yeah. I guess beginning, you know, obviously tarpon are very large fish. You know, and also if you just take the length, you know, you're not capturing the whole story, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you're taking a one-dimensional measurement of a three-dimensional object. So that girth has a huge impact on the weight of the animal. Whereas I feel like trout, you know, you can get away with a 16-inch trout, 17-inch trout, you know, the girth doesn't change a whole lot. But anyway, so what I'm going to go do now is I'm going to share my screen here.
Okay. And make sure a lot of people just listen to this podcast too. So while you're doing this, make sure that you're explaining it, if you could, please.
Yeah. So a lot of people know it's actually known as the Woods equation. In 1924, there was an equation which was really quite clever to estimate fish weight. And it's probably a lot of people have heard of it. Weight equals girth squared times fourth length divided by 800. Mm-hmm. And really the research that went behind that, it was really based on putting two cones together. So like a football shaped fish, like a bonefish, like a tuna, it works well for those. In fact, I tried to develop my own equation for bonefish, but I was only getting about 5% or less more accurate. So to me, it didn't make sense to go all the work of developing a giant complicated equation when the Woods equation works really well for football shaped fish. But where it doesn't work that well is tarpon. So tarpon, you know, they're kind of, you know, compressed in the sides and they don't have to fit that football shape as well as a tuna or a bonefish does. So some working with my colleagues at the University of Miami came up with their own weight estimate specifically for tarpon. And they found, to get into it real quick, we had a large database, had over 1,000 samples of tarpon where we knew the weight, we knew the fork length, and we knew the girth. We got those from IGFA, we got those from taxidermies, we got those from the Florida Fish and Wildlife, from different research projects. In Mexico, there was a huge kill tournament in Mexico went on for years where they came in, they got the fork length, they got the girth, they got the weight. So a huge database to work with to really develop a specific tarpon and a specific equation for estimating the weight of tarpon. And what they found is actually this new estimate can be it's much more accurate than that old Woods equation. In fact, if you use the old Woods equation, you could underestimate your tarpon weight by as much as 15%.
Right on. Now, you got people's attention now. If you can get, everybody wants the fish to be as big as possible. So using the Woods equation, you might be underestimating by 15%. So we're all ears now.
Yeah. Now there is a lot of variance. I know, Tom, we talked before, you were saying, you know, what if you just do the Woods equation and subtract 10%? But the problem is there is a lot of variability. Think of like a scatter plot. So you could estimate as much as 15%, but there are cases where you get a Woods equation, you only underestimate by 5% or 6%. So there is some variability there. I don't know if that's because of a measurement error or whatever, but there's always some error with your measurements when you have a large database like that. So really, now again, would get into what the equation looks like. Now, the problem is it is quite complicated. So I'm going to go to my next slide here. So here, you're not going to do this on a boat. So weight equals 2.8. See this large equation I'm kind of showing with my mouse here.
Yeah.
Then there's the times curve squared times fork length. So it's brutal, but it is accurate. So it is brutal though. But my colleagues at University of Miami developed, I think it's similar to a slide rule. I think slide rules were before my time, so I'm not really familiar with slide rules. Oh no, I don't know if you use slide rules a lot, Tom.
I was supposed to. I was supposed to use them, and I just kind of glanced over at somebody else's paper for the most part.
Gotcha. But what I'm showing you here at the bottom here is instead of being out in the water, and trying to estimate, trying to do that calculation in your head, but are you always come back and do it. But if you get a good estimate of the girth, and we got the girth estimate directly in front of the dorsal fin, mm-hmm. you get a good estimate of the fork length. So you don't have to take the fish out of the water. In fact, we recommend keeping the fish in the water. It's better for you and the fish. You don't want to be pulling a giant fish and have a flop around your deck and break your console and all that. Mm-hmm. But if you get those estimates, keep the fish in the water. And then this little like slide rule kind of figure here at the bottom here. So if you know the fork length in inches is on the X axis down here, and then over here in the Y axis over to the left is a dorsal girth. So right in front of that dorsal fin, the girth in inches. So meaning I'm going to give an example here. If you have if it's fork length of 60 inches, but a girth is 40, you can kind of follow it up here. And that's about a little bit shy of 110 pound fish. So each line here is the weight.
Okay.
So another example, if you have a 70 inches fork length, and then you go up to 30 inches, I'm falling over in the Y axis here. It kind of crosses here at that 100 pounds. So that's about a 100 pound fish with 70 inches fork length and 30 inches girth.
Okay.
And then also the stress, as I, fork length is from, the tip of the snout to the fork of the tail. So not the total length, but the fork length mm-hmm. of the fish.
Okay.
So, and I gave you this, Tom, and I can, but anyway, if you could post this on your website, maybe, but there's a link to this. So you can, me at the podcast, you can also click on this. You can print it out and bring it. In fact, I have a copy of it in my tackle box. Just, that way you have it, right?
Yeah.
So,
and that way you don't have to do that crazy equation that's above this.
Yeah. So it's accurate, but it's brutal.
Yeah. So what we're looking at is, basically a little graph, and all you got to know is the fork length and the girth, and then you can use this chart to get a determination of the weight of the fish based upon this complicated equation, and you don't have to do that. So this will be available in the show notes. You can go to tomrolandpodcast.com and you can download this little graph, laminate it, put it in your tackle box or your tackle bag or your boat, and then you'll always have it.
Sounds good, Tommy. Keep the fish in the water, and better for you and the fish.
For sure. And it's really as simple as that, right? That this is it. You just use this little chart, and you are coming up with a much more accurate, up to 15% more accurate measurement of the tarpon's weight. And this is specifically for tarpon, right? Like wouldn't use this for even a fish that would kind of look like a big kingfish. Do you think that might work better?
I think kingfish is still kind of that. I know it's elongated, but it's still kind of more of a football shape. Where tarpon mm-hmm. have what we call more of an ellipsoid shape, kind of like compressed on the side. So I think for kingfish, definitely for bonefish, for tuna, I would use that Woods equation.
Yeah,
the length times girth divided by 800 for those fish.
Okay, so those are two equations that you can use, or one equation and one chart that you can use. Get the estimated weight of the tarpon. And, if you are lucky enough to catch one of these fish this season, take care of them. Keep them in the water. Land them as quickly as possible. In my opinion, use as heavy a tackle as they will bite. And land them fast and get them back out there swimming. All right, Mike, thank you very much for this. This is awesome. And again, you can go to TomRolandPodcast.com, look at the show notes for this episode, and you can download this graph and you'll have it. All right. Thanks, Mike.